Ketchikan's interim superintendent, Melissa Johnson, says the private bus company called Tuesday evening to say that five of its bus drivers were out. They were either in quarantine or positive for COVID-19.
And so we needed to figure out a plan. So what he was going to do, and this is Michael Johnson, who's the director of our first student here in Ketchikan, he was going to drive a bus. He was going to have the dispatch drive a bus, so then we were going to look at what to do with the other bus routes.
The superintendent says the solution they settled on was combining three routes that had the lowest ridership. That allowed them to escape with only minor delays. Those are expected to last until at least the Thanksgiving break. But Johnson says anyone with a commercial driver's license who might be available as a substitute driver should contact First Student. A spokesperson for First Student says the company is offering nearly $21 an hour and a $1,500 sign-on bonus for drivers in Ketchikan. But Johnson says they're not just short on drivers. There are more than 30 open positions across the district.
We have professional jobs open. We have a shortage in the amount of subs that we normally have. You know, we have aides that normally would be doing other jobs in our schools having to substitute. I have administrators subbing in rooms right now. I had, like, even at district office, we had district office staff go to schools and sub.
She says the constant all-hands-on-deck scramble is weighing on morale.
I always tell people my first day of school felt like the last day of normal years. We're exhausted. All of us are exhausted.
The school district posts its jobs on an online database. That's alaskateacher.org. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.